I was going to say it's rockin', but it's not really, is it? It's just not. But it's lovely, nonetheless. Now, look, we've been speaking about this all today. Leaving in a huff, publicly describing your former workplace as toxic, morally bankrupt, this is not the normal way I think you would exit a job. Maybe you have, but I've never exited that way. But this is pretty much what a senior executive director of an influential investment bank has done. His name is Greg Smith. He headed a large international arm of Goldman Sachs. He chose to say exactly what he thought of the company and why it is that he decided he'd had enough of what he described as a bank that was morally bankrupt, that the culture had really just completely disintegrated. Well, John, I've been reading out your texts throughout the show on that, and I'll do some more if you send them in. 0418 226 576. Joining me now to discuss it, though, is John Miko. He's the managing director of Deloitte's New South Wales. Recently surveyed almost 400 business leaders around the world on their attitudes and what they think that society expects of them. The surveys were presented at the recent World Economic Forum at Davos. So John Miko, I have some insights on this that I think will be very, very interesting. Thanks very much for joining us on RN Drive.
Pleasure.
You've just come from a meeting, I'm told, and this was quite a topic of conversation amongst the partners and the staff at Deloitte. What were you talking about?
Oh, really, I think it comes to corporate culture and, you know, what organisations need to do and how people do treat their clients. So, you know, we see culture as being critical and the fact that you have to build long-term sustainable partnerships with your clients.
And that was precisely the criticism that Greg Smith was making here, was that what had happened at Goldman Sachs, and all I've got is his word to go on for this, I should say, but that what was happening at Goldman Sachs is they just were not really thinking about servicing the client as a priority in its own right. It was purely about how they could make the most money out of them as possible. Does that kind of admission surprise you, though, as someone who works in the corporate sector? I've got to say, it doesn't seem to be surprising a lot of the audience that are texting in. Does it surprise you?
It does. I mean, certainly what we see is the fact that organisations get the fact that it is about long-term value. Clients are very smart. With the advent of things like social media, if you don't treat your clients or don't treat your employees well, it gets out very quickly. So it is about building value for clients and building great relationships with clients.
Have companies changed their attitudes in the recent term?
Look, I think certainly, particularly if I talk from an Australian perspective, I think Australian governance and Australian leadership has always been very strong. And I think companies do get the fact that corporate culture is critical, that you actually have to model that culture from the top. There's no question, though, as I said, things like social media mean that bad news gets out incredibly fast. So certainly people are really making sure that their employee culture and client relationships are very strong.
Now, I mentioned that Deloitte recently presented, in fact, some findings on a survey of business executives' attitudes that you did at the recent World Economic Forum in Davos. What was the survey asking about leadership? What sort of things did you find?
Really, it was really around effective leadership and how did leadership, how did staff see leadership. The interesting thing that we see is that staff are looking for strong leadership, and clearly it's no surprise, but an organisation culture is modelled from the top. So it was really around, you know, could employees trust leadership? Did they have confidence in leadership? And again, we saw some very strong results on that, that they saw that it was important, they valued it, and, you know, again, a pretty generally a good tick around what's happening in leadership.
What about in Australia? Were there differences regionally?
Australia is strong. There's no question that I think our organisations do very well in this space. I think we have a low unemployment rate. And one of the things we say is the fact that the war for talent's over. Talent has won. And so employees and clients will use their feet very quickly if they're not getting the right service or not getting engaged the right way.
Is culture a harder thing to manage if you're a mega company, you know, like a multinational corporation as opposed to a smaller one?
Absolutely, because of the fact that the span between the ultimate leader and the staff is greater. It's obviously easier to manage in a small organisation, but it means that as a bigger organisation, you only have to work that much harder and make sure that you've got consistent behaviour. It's also what you don't tolerate that becomes incredibly important, so that you're being very consistent and you're being very strong in the behaviours that you expect.
Do you think it's realistic? I mean, one of the things that Greg Smith's calling for in his article is that the firm should not tolerate people, even if they make lots and lots of money, if they're just bad seeds, that if they're destructive of culture. Do you think that's a realistic thing, though, to expect from corporations that are set up for the purpose of making money?
Absolutely. Certainly our view is exactly the same, that even if someone's a high performer but they don't fit the culture, you can't tolerate it. Because it is about the long-term sustainability. So we would absolutely agree with that.
Really?
Absolutely. You may make money today if someone doesn't have the right culture, but it will be value-destroying in the longer term. And today, the longer term is getting shorter.
But that's kind of the point, though, that short-term thinking, I guess, is privileged in the corporate world, isn't it? Because you're reporting regularly, you've got to get dividends to shareholders, all that sort of thing. So I'm just wondering if that creates an environment where it really directs you towards retaining those sorts of people.
No, because in essence, as I said, because of the ability for customers, the ability for employees to get more information more quickly, they will walk. And so unless the behaviours are right, you absolutely, the short-term profit will be extremely short-term. And so organisations look at their sustainability. How do they sustain that profit? And so they just, while there is short-term measurement, they can't take a short-term view that lasts for only one quarter.
John Meeko, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
John Meeko there, Managing Partner at Deloitte. Did I say a partner? Managing Partner at Deloitte. New South Wales. I don't even know what an apartment is. Maybe you can tell me. 0418 226 576. 13 minutes past the hour.